Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis. Sky is a 9-month-old baby with SMA type 1. She's been reaching new milestones every week since being treated with Zolgensma. Her mother, Cassia, said she's almost sitting, her head and neck are really strong, and she's reaching above her head. She hasn't seen any side effects yet. Instead, Sky's been getting healthier and stronger. SMA is caused by a faulty SMN1 gene. This impairs the production of SMN protein. Lack of normal, fully functional SMN leads to progressive loss of motor neurons. In its most severe and common form, type 1, the symptoms typically appear within 6 months of birth. Cassia first shared concerns about her daughter's hips at her one-month checkup. Soon after diagnosis, Sky became very sick, and she was admitted to the hospital for 3 weeks. She was soon started on a medication that would help improve her motor function. But at 7 months, Sky became the first child to receive Zolgensma right before its FDA approval. She got it as part of an extended access program that was sponsored by Novartis, who's the maker of the therapy. Connecticut Children's Hospital is one of 17 medical centers in the US that currently offers Zolgensma. As a patient with SMA type 1 and within the age range that's approved by the FDA, Sky was the perfect candidate. Zolgensma uses a modified viral vector to deliver a correct version of SMN1 to motor nerve cells. This will then boost SMN protein production. The improvements that Sky had with Zolgensma made her strong enough to receive treatment for a cold at home. And luckily, they didn't end up in the hospital during cold and flu season. But the benefits go well beyond this. Like most children her age, she loves to explore her world physically. Sky will reach and touch, respond to sights and sounds, and especially enjoys playing with her 4-year-old brother. Without the treatment, Sky's interactions with the world would be limited. Soon after Sky received Zolgensma, the Connecticut governor signed a bill to make newborn screening for SMA mandatory in the state. This will enable earlier diagnosis and treatment of SMA. If a typical SMA patient is treated early, they'll be able to achieve normal developmental milestones rather than significantly declining if left untreated. So newborn screening, combined with early treatment, is the best chance we have to change the course of SMA for the next generation. After going through her experience with Sky, Cassia is so happy with Connecticut's approval of mandatory newborn screening. Although she says that the world of SMA is expensive, after she started seeing Sky getting better, she started to see the future in brighter colors.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Halloween was never my favorite holiday. Going door-to-door when you live in a rural area is challenging. My parents' vehicle wasn't accessible, therefore the number of times I could get in and out was limited. In addition to that, temperatures by Halloween usually require layers. Covering a costume with a winter coat? That should be a crime. As long as we went to the neighbor who spookified their driveway and handed out homemade popcorn balls, I was happy. Times have changed. Halloween is now a holiday to embrace when you have a disability. Community gatherings are the way to go. Churches, schools, and even shopping centers have trunk-or-treat activities for kids. No more need to get in and out of a vehicle 100 times to fill that pillowcase with candy. Bundling up to go door-to-door is quickly becoming a thing of the past. Many restaurants and bars partake in the festivities, so even as an adult, we can get in on the fun. Costumes can be quite elaborate these days. Since it's no longer necessary to get in and out of a vehicle, there's a great opportunity to incorporate a wheelchair into the costume. Programs even exist now to help make kiddos' rides snazzy for Halloween. Have you incorporated your chair into your costume? How do you embrace Halloween? What have been your favorite activities? Do you have a costume we need to hear about? I'd love to hear your Halloween stories. Head on over to smanewstoday.com/forums to share.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.